This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Imagine you're at work one day, normal day, business as usual, nothing crazy. But on this day, as you're walking back to your desk from the bathroom, you take a peek out the window and you notice that today is an exceptionally beautiful day. The sun's out, there's this really beautiful breeze going, you can see the wind blowing the leaves on the trees outside. And you say, you know what? Today I'm going to take a solo walk, get some fresh air, recharge my batteries, and get back to my desk and hit it real hard when I come back from that walk. And so you decide to do it on your next break. Break time rolls around, and while you're out strolling, you're really just soaking it in today. It's gorgeous out. The sun is shining. It feels great on your skin. You can feel the warmth of the sun rays hitting your skin. You start smiling. You start smiling at yourself. You start smiling at life. You start smiling at strangers as you pass them by. You're just loving life, baby. And then, all of a sudden, boom, it hits you. Your left arm goes numb. You start feeling short of breath, and you feel this sharp pain in your upper body, as if 1,000 thumbtacks were just being pushed into the left side of your chest simultaneously. You're having a heart attack. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You start yelling, help, help, somebody help me. Nobody helps. Nobody stops. It's like nobody cares. Or maybe, you know what, maybe they don't hear you. So you shout a little bit louder, somebody help me. Still, no one comes to help. And now, unfortunately for you, the breathlessness is getting worse. And the chest pains have leveled up from 1,000 thumbtacks being pushed into your heart to 3,000 thumbtacks being pushed into your heart. You reach in your pocket to grab your phone and dial 911. Your fingers are trembling so much that it takes you 3 tries just to unlock your phone. The operator picks up. 911, what's the address of your emergency? You have no idea what the address is. You're in a random park. The closest place you can think of is your work address, but right now, the pain is so unbearable and it's getting worse. It's so unbearable that you can barely get a word out. Now, you're leaning against a tree because you can barely stand. You can't even keep yourself up. You tap the speaker button on your phone and you force one final attempt at getting help, mustering up just enough energy to say, help, one last time. And then you fall to your knees. And then you die. All the while, as you're dying, as you're having a heart attack, people are just casually walking by. Some people notice you on the ground, other people don't, but no one really stops until the ambulance arrives. But by then, of course, it's too late. Here's the question. Why didn't anybody help you? Because everyone thinks that somebody else is going to call the ambulance, that somebody else is going to come to your aid. But nobody did. In social psychology, this is known as the bystander effect, which means that the responsibility people feel towards taking action to help someone in danger or duress is diffused or decreased in proportion to the amount of people that are present. So in other words, the larger the group, the less likely people are to help. The larger the group, the less help you'll get from other people. Now, the best way, psychologists tell us, to combat the bystander effect is to get specific. To get specific. If you're ever strolling around by yourself in the park or wherever and you feel like you're about to have a heart attack or a stroke or that somebody might attack you, or if you're in any emergency whatsoever that requires the help of other people, do not yell, help. nobody's going to help. Instead, you want to get specific and give directives. You in the purple dress, call the police. You in the red shirt, call an ambulance now. You in the black baseball cap, take my phone, call my wife, tell her where we are. You see, when you're specific, people take action. There's urgency there. But when you're not, people just don't. Now, here's what I really find especially fascinating about this whole thing, this whole bystander effect. You can use the insights from this on yourself. Again, here's what I find fascinating. You can use this insight on yourself. Just like people don't respond to broad blanket cries for help, you will not respond to your own broad blanket dreams and goals. Saying that you want to make $1 million, that's not enough. That's a broad blanket goal. What specifically are you going to do to make that $1 million? When do you want to make it by? Why do you want to make it? What are some specific and compelling reasons that will energize you to make it? Saying that you want to do work you love, that's not enough. What specifically do you love to do? Do you love writing? What do you love to write about? Archery? Cool. You want to write a book about archery? Wonderful. What's the first thing you need to do in order to start writing that book? You got to download some software. You got to get Scrivener. You got to start up a Google Doc. You got to write your outline. What do you got to do? Have you written your first sentence yet? Who do you need to call? How are you going to approach it specifically? Saying that you want to lose weight. To give you another example, that's not enough. How much weight you want to lose? What specifically will you do to lose the weight? Will you exercise more? How much more are you going to exercise? What kind of exercises will you do? Do you just want to lose weight or do you want to lose fat? Do you just want to lose fat or do you want to build some lean muscle mass as well? And what are some of the most effective exercises for doing that? And what about the role of diet in all of this? What should you eat? What should you not eat? What's one thing you can do right now in order to move yourself towards achieving your goal? What will you do specifically? Can you see how powerful specificity can be? You see, the more specific you are about what you want, and the more specific you are about what you need to do to get it, the more likely you are to take action, the more likely you are to make those dreams a reality. Here's how it goes. Number one, what's a specific goal you want to achieve? Number two, why do you want to achieve it? Number three, what are some specific actions you can take to start making that happen? And number four, what's the one thing you can do right now to get started? Doesn't matter how small. The more specific you can get, the more successful you will get. Straight up, plain and simple. Don't overcomplicate things, but don't be vague about it either, lest you end up dying in a metaphorical park because you did not identify specifically what you needed to do to help yourself make your goals and dreams a reality. Don't die in that park. Don't let that be you. Be specific. Be intentional. Be the best possible version of yourself that you can be.
It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.